You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're delighted to welcome Rhonda and Riley for a chat about Martha's Table, interspersed with music chosen by the Martha's Table team. Serving the Kingston community since 1997, Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have access to a nutritious meal and find community social support. They envision a community where hunger is eliminated, where everyone is empowered, respected, valued, and has access to the services they need to live with dignity. Martha's Table provides a unique home where respect, compassion, caring, and social interaction can occur in an atmosphere of mutual support, with nutritious meals and snacks and comfortable dining and lounge facilities. They provide opportunities for volunteers to give back, gain skills, and make a meaningful contribution to the community. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Today on our community takeover of the airwaves, I'm delighted to have a couple of folks here from Martha's Table. Do you want to introduce yourselves and let people know what your role is within the organization?
Sure. My name's Rhonda Candy, and the official title is Executive Director.
And I'm Riley, and I am the Office Administrator.
Okay. Well, welcome. Thanks for making it in on a chilly morning. To get started, can you tell us about your organization?
Sure. Martha's has been around since 1997. There were some government cutbacks. People were struggling to make ends meet, so community came together, and that's how Martha's was born. We can do food. Okay. So that's our main mission. We provide hot prepared meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for people. We offer takeout options for people that prefer to take their meals home. And we also deliver meals to people that can't get to us. So we serve food and friendship. Mm-hmm. Social isolation is really challenging, and our environment is welcoming. We want people to feel like this is their place. This is a place they can go and hang out and relax, meet and greet friends. So it's food, but plus.
Mm-hmm. How did you both get involved with Martha's Table?
I grew up in Kingston, so I've always known it to be just like the most welcoming place in our community. And when I saw that they were hiring, I just jumped at the opportunity to get involved. And I'm so grateful that I was given the chance, because it's truly just like the most rewarding thing, best place to go every day. So yeah, I'm really grateful to be a part of it.
And for you, Rhonda?
I have a business background, and when I came, I'm from Kingston, moved to Toronto. What I did in Toronto didn't exist in Kingston, so I had to rethink what I was going to do. So I went to culinary college and became a chef. So Martha's just was a random opportunity. It sort of came past my awareness, and I'm like, why don't I check that out? Mm-hmm. It was very casual at the beginning. It was unexpected, and it brought together my business and my culinary. So I've been there since 2008 because I love it.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's an interesting transition. I feel like a lot of people go from nonprofit into the for-profit. What was the transition like for you moving from like a business background into a nonprofit?
It was pretty smooth. I was born and raised to stretch a dollar. So it came natural, you know, using donations to purchase what was needed, growing Martha's responsibly. It was a very easy transition. The skills that I'd learned in corporate came into play every single day. So it was really great. And I think the mental flip was maybe the most challenging, where I'm thinking, well, I'm working hard, but you know, I'm not making somebody money. I'm not going to lose my job because I'm not earning money. Mm-hmm. It was just a different environment. So it's really, as Riley said, very welcoming. It's very positive. We know we're making a difference, and we're making an impact directly to mm-hmm. people that need it most. Yeah. So that was the biggest difference. And I mean, that was easy to embrace. So
we have a lot of fun music that you've incorporated. There's a definite theme going on. So we'll be interspersing your music throughout the show. But do you want to talk a little bit about some of the songs you picked and who picked them?
Our entire team picked them. I went around and I said to everybody, here's what's going to be happening. We're going to do this takeover. What songs would you think represents Martha's Table best? And so the entire team mm-hmm. put together their choices.
Do you have favorites on the list yourself?
Yeah. Well, I picked Imagine. So I'm going to say that one. But also, I love the Beatles. And it was an obvious choice, I felt.
Yeah, I think there's a couple Beatles songs in there.
Yeah.
You've sort of introduced this a little bit, but what specifically are your organization's activities? I can only imagine that serving three meals a day involves a lot of work.
It does. We have an amazing team. Like Riley said, her reason for being there and finding it, but I think the same can be said for our entire team. We are like-minded, so everybody works hard to get the job done, and we're really fortunate to have really qualified and talented cooks. Our delivery coordinator, she's got a list and routine, and it's just tick, 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 and the day gets done, and it's very organized, step by step, but it's a lot. You know, I remember when I would cook in the kitchen more than I do now, which is never, but I remember I was not as tidy as our cooks are now. And it makes a difference when you walk through this space. Everything's organized. That's the only way I can, you know, add to that. You know, it's just...
And anyone's happy to help anyone at any time with if the load's too heavy, which I think also makes a difference. You don't ever feel like you're alone in any task. You have a whole army behind you. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really important because, I mean, there's definitely a value to that kind of work, but it can be draining, especially when you feel like you do have a responsibility to people, right? You know, they come to you and they rely on you for sustenance and, as you say, for that social element as well. So you want to talk a little bit about the space that you use?
Yeah.
Where is Martha's Table and what's it like if someone were to go and visit it?
It's at 629 Princess, so at Princess and Nelson. And we just purchased the corner property on Nelson. It's a historic building, so the old limestone building right at the intersection. And that's our dining space. So that's where people can find us if they want to come for a meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served there Monday through Friday. And the main part of the building, 629 Princess, is where people volunteer. That's where the work really happens, the cooking, cleaning, organizing. And there's something for volunteers in every area of our workspace. And people can work at their pace, at their level of skill, gain skills, but that's where the magic happens.
What is the size of the team and how many volunteers do you have?
So the team that works there, I believe there's 14 of us, but volunteers, too many to count. And you know, some of them don't come all the time. They just pop in when they're in the city or when they're visiting or home for reading week, what that may be. But you know, we do have people that are there routinely every single week, faces we see every day. And doesn't matter how little or how much they are willing to do or want to do, everyone helps, and it really does all come together. And seeing the volunteers, getting to know their stories, stuff like that, really is one of the most magical parts, I think, of the job.
So I notice you sort of have a running recruitment of volunteers. I can imagine that it's much needed. How do you recruit volunteers? How do people get involved?
People really just do find us. I mean, there's a lot of groups that come in within their workplace. They'll come and do a shift just to see what it's like to get back to the community. A lot of people in the community actually really do want to come in with their friends and help, but I find that just word of mouth, and people go on our website to see what's up or make a donation and end up coming in to volunteer, and that in itself is probably one of the greatest donations, is just their time. Yeah, people call every day asking how to sign up. They just walk past and see and have a want to help, so it's very great.
There's a real organic process. Yeah. We use social media as well. There's Instagram, Facebook, X, and our website, but I think it is a lot of word of mouth. So students tell students. We have some groups that have worked with us for years. You know, Queen's Athletics, just to name one. But there's groups. We're working with Vogue this year, the fashion show. So that'll bring awareness to a lot of people that hadn't connected with us previously. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're really fortunate. I think Martha's has a life of its own. We're here just to keep it guided. We're fanning the flames. And people want to make it happen. And that's our philosophy. Volunteers are there to do the job. We're just to make sure they have the tools and the training that they need. But they're doing it. So thank goodness they find us.
Yeah. Do you have events coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, we are in the midst of our holiday campaign.
Okay.
So we mail out, I'm pointing at Riley.
We sure do.
About 2,000 letters to people that have donated to us recently. So no cold calls. Our letter is kind of newsy. It's just like, hey, we're still here. Here's what we've done this year. We need help if you're still able to participate, you know, whether it's through volunteering or donation of funds. And those go in the mail late November.
Okay.
And that is the bulk of our yearly fundraising. So that's where we raise the most funds. And we're right in the middle of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not sure if we're having a spring fundraiser, but that's something that we'll advertise on our social media. And Christmas dinner, that's coming. We're going to have live music on December 23rd, and it'll be traditional turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Then we're going to do a Christmas Eve brunch on the 24th. So we're trying to make it special. So those are small events, but they're for our guests. We want people to feel like we're celebrating the holidays with them.
Right. Small but meaningful for the people that participate. Yeah. If they've donated in the past, they should be checking their mailboxes. If they are listening now and want to help support Martha's Table, for example, help pay for some of the meals, I imagine there's a ton of administrative costs to having a dining hall and a functioning kitchen. How do they do so?
Well, there's a lot of information on our website, and you mentioned sponsoring meals. That's something, like Riley said, a lot of groups like to come down and volunteer together. Sometimes those groups also sponsor a meal and work at it. So there's a lot of different ways that they can participate.
Our website, people stop in person. Honestly, we've had people stop in just walking past who stopped just to donate because they've never heard of us and thought it was so neat. But our website is marthastable.ca, and it does go over all of the different ways that people can donate, whether that be volunteering, monetary, just word of mouth. I find even if someone can't help, maybe they have a friend who wants to and they tell them.
Yeah, be an influencer.
Is huge. So even if you're not in a spot where you can personally do something to help, maybe you know someone who really wants to and that's their thing. Just letting them know that they have that option too.
Okay. So marthastable.ca, and what are your socials?
So we have Instagram, that's Martha's Rocks, and we truly do. We have X, which is Martha's Table ON, like Ontario. And then Facebook is Martha's Table Community Program, and we post a lot of stuff on there. Any fundraisers we have coming up, we post the menu weekly if people are interested in stopping in just have a meal. Everything that anyone needs to know is pretty much on there.
And if anyone wants to stop in for a meal, it's no questions asked. Yeah. Everyone's admitted, and there's no cost.
That was going to be my other question. Yeah. I think sometimes there is a hesitation or a sense of, you know, am I really allowed to be here? And so to have a welcoming space like that where you're not going to be ID'd at the door.
That's right. Yeah. We want to be barrier free. So no questions asked, no ID, no bank checks, you know, just come in, have a meal if you need it. Some people visit temporarily. Sometimes they're between employment or just between circumstances that cause them to need some support. Sometimes people have been with us for over 20 years, so it's a long-term solution. We're often a main source of nutrition for people, so, you know, we really have to give that a lot of thought and make sure that our meals are really nutritious and well-balanced and tasty. We want people to enjoy it.
Yeah, that was something I was going to say, like, just visiting your social media and your website, you know, this isn't soup and bread. This is a full meal. There's a lot of variety in the things that you're serving, and it looks like you partner with farms as well.
Yeah, as much as possible. Well, some people grow an extra row in the garden. Some community gardens participate. So there's a lot of support.
Okay. So we're in winter now, but if people are thinking hopefully towards the spring and their spring planting, that could be something to consider as well. Is there an age restriction on volunteers? Like I'm thinking of high school students that maybe want to get some hours in volunteering.
Yes, there is. So 14 with a parent and then 18 and up, you are free to volunteer on your own. There's also no restrictions on, you know, if someone wants to volunteer but is limited and they have a support person, they can come volunteer with them as well. So as long as you have a supervision or permission.
So it could be a family thing too, right?
Yeah, that happens. Funny story, thinking about families and to your earlier question about the food that we serve. When the Blue Jays were in their playoffs, we had two gentlemen that were traveling from another city to go to a baseball game. And they Googled in Kingston, where's a good place for breakfast in Kingston? Martha's popped up. It was the Google response.
Right.
And in they come. They sit down. They must have wondered when they weren't, you know, given a menu.
Right.
But they rolled with it. And the breakfast came and it was really nice. I think we had scrambled eggs and microgreens and
croissants.
And so they said to our door monitor, can we get the bill, please? We're ready to go. And Andrew says, well, there's no bill. And like, what's going on? They're feeling like they're being punked or something, you know, what's happening? And he explained that this was a charitable organization and they couldn't believe it. So the environment that we offer, you know, they thought it was a restaurant. So they were served, the meal was great, and they made a donation and went on to their baseball game. Yes. So you never know what's going to happen at Martha's, but that's what we strive for, is to have that environment that is, you know, just something that people want to go to. I've heard children say, Mom, we're going to the restaurant. So that's perfect.
I think too, the winter coming, and you talked about social isolation, having an incentive to leave your house and having an incentive to gather when it's cold and you might not necessarily want to get out is something special as well.
One thing that we've started, we have community navigators now, so they are in place to help people connect with outside agencies to improve their days. So maybe they need to connect with housing or medical or job searches, ID replacement, just an empathetic ear. But our navigators are reinstituting a game day. So talking about connecting, you know, people can sit and there's a group bingo or
different like Jeopardy, trivia, anything that we think might be stimulating. And it really is a good opportunity. Some people are a little less keen on the socialization, but I feel like no pressure.
Yeah.
Right. It's fun.
Yeah. So we're building a place for community. Food is our emergency response. And it's what we always do and will do because there's a need. There's always going to be, unfortunately. But let's hope the numbers that need it go down. But we want to, and we are practically, as we speak, evolving to be more of an emergency response towards self-sufficiency. So the navigators are our first formal step in that. We don't want to keep putting a Band-Aid on the problem, although that problem's always going to be there. We want to grow to be part of the solution.
Right.
So we're getting there. The navigators, we love them.
Oh, yeah.
They really do make an impact every single day. And just having somebody to talk to, you know, ask questions, where should I, how do I, why, when,
right. You know, sometimes you don't even know where to start with questions. And so having someone who can be like, okay, these are some basic steps that you might want to take, right?
Yeah. Even filling out forms with the processes, you know, we can help with that too. So, yeah, it's great. Martha's is more than just food, but the food is awesome.
Right. Yeah. The food part's great, but the extras are even
even greater.
The word escaped me from that.
Awesomer.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is there anything else you want to add? I'm really enjoying this conversation. I don't know if there are things we've missed or messages that you want to get out there. I guess one question I had in terms of the delivery, I saw you have your own van. What's the capacity of that in terms of how many deliveries you can do?
Our van, we got back, it's a 2017 and it's been around. It's got a few miles on it. It's served a lot of people. And, you know, it's really important that if people can't get to us, that we get to them. It became, had a focus in the pandemic. So 2 weeks into the pandemic, I said, okay, this is, we're doing it. I wanted to do deliveries pre-pandemic, but it became an urgent need during the pandemic. So it's really helping people in a way that, think of the most vulnerable people, people that are often falling through the cracks of society where service isn't available if you can't get to it, you know? So we're bringing something to their door. Mm-hmm. It's also like an informal wellness check, right?
Yeah, it is. And like we go all over the city to all the different neighborhoods, but really honestly, like I've assisted with it a couple times. I felt like that was important when I started to see like how everything worked, and just this, like the smile on people's faces, just having someone stop in and check on them.
Yeah.
Like they're getting something out of it. Obviously they're getting a meal and that's important, but I can tell sometimes people just need to see someone, and it really, I think, makes it even more important and more powerful that we're doing that, because we know we're making that difference in someone's day too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Martha's, you know, it's been around for a long time, since 1997. And I hope that we can maintain our service as long as we're needed. There's a place for everybody. Students have been a real core of our workforce for a long time. And, you know, their enthusiasm, they come in wanting to make an impact. And it's almost like you come in, you start your project, you do something, there's a result, and you're finished. Mm-hmm. Right. And you can do it every single day or once a week or once a month, whatever works for you. But you have that immediate impact. So you're seeing people frontline, face to face. Here's the person I'm helping right now. And we like to think of it as a two-way street. So where, you know, we can learn from everybody that we're working with and interacting with. And it's just a very give and take environment where people can make that impact. And in a safe and supported way.
Yeah. I think that tangibility is something in studies and sometimes in other work as well. There's that sense of like, what am I doing? Right. It's all very theoretical, or you're working towards this theoretical goal. And so to be able to do something that has a tangible physical process to it and giving back can be really satisfying. Yeah. So students, if you need to get out of your head a little bit, community members. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine too, for the volunteers, it's a social element as well. It sounds like there's a real benefit to everyone who gets involved with Martha's Table, whether you're at the table or preparing the food.
Absolutely. It really is communal. It's community coming together. I say maybe a little too often, it takes a village, and it really does. Our village is every supporter. If you're an influencer, you're sharing our social media posts to help us spread the word, whether you're volunteering your time, whether you're donating financially, all of it comes together in that swirl of Martha's Magic that makes it happen. You know, every year we've increased at least 8%, and the numbers in the pandemic were off the charts, like over 200% of an increase, right? So financially and volunteer time has paralleled that uphill climb. And that's the real magic. I don't say, hey, we're increasing 8% this year. Can you donate 8% more? It doesn't happen that way.
8% increase is ambitious, right? Like that's more than most organizations would ever plan for.
And that's a minimum. Like it's, you know, it's at least 8%. So that's the magic. Community gets what we're doing. We're feeding people. There's people in tents right now, and it's what temperature? And they come in for a meal, and they warm up, and they connect with people. So that's what we're doing. So it sounds dramatic, but we could be saving that life today.
Oh,
someone
absolutely.
Have that opportunity to warm up. It's really important work. So I think, you know, speaking for all of our team, we feel really privileged to be part of it. And it's what keeps me there, and I keep you there.
Once again, marthastable.ca. What are your times?
So breakfast is 9 to 11. Lunch is 12 to 2. Dinner is 3 to 5. Takeout window is open Monday to Sunday from 12 to 2. So you can actually come in on the weekends. You can't dine with us inside, but you can grab a meal at the takeout window. And then delivery happens daily between the hours of 11 and 3. We have volunteers that do the delivery driving for us. So they make sure it gets done. 3 chances to come in and warm up, have some food, see some friends, make some friends.
It's a quick turnover between meals too.
By the time the end of the day rolls around, it's about 450 meals a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I say our cooks are really organized and our team has things figured out, they really are. And it's repeat tomorrow. Do it again. Do it again. So it's amazing to see it happen.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you both here. Thank you so much for coming in. Anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up today?
Well, the big thing that's coming, I don't have a time on it, but we are working towards having our social center opened again. So it was open until the pandemic and we had to close it. And then when the numbers grew so dramatically, there was no space for people to come in and have that, you know, 9 till 3:30 socializing, but we're working on a space and I hope late 2027. It seems like a long ways away, but I know it's going to go by
that
in a blink.
Yeah, that goes quickly. Yeah.
And it's a big job. There's a lot of renovations to do, but that's something to watch for. And we're going to need a lot more volunteer help to make sure that social center runs. We'll have a shower, we'll have washer and dryer for people to use, as well as, you know, TV, computer, soft furniture, tables and games and guitar, those kind of things to happen very socially.
I love how organically you've grown what you're offering. And I mean, that seems like a very natural, a big next step, but a very natural one. So congratulations on that. And again, folks, if you want to support Martha's Table, whether it's donating your time, donating financially, or getting the word out, please do so. It's an important project. 450 people a day. That's incredible. So I want to thank you both again for coming in. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the holiday season.
Thank you very much.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.